thought you could come back for more of our celebration for the new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When. I'm Dan Meir, and this is All Access.
Something More, which is a really odd song on this record, but that's basically what it's about. What are the motivations for relationships? And in a perfect world, there shouldn't be any motivation. It should be pure. It should be love and friendship and getting along well together and respecting each other. But there are other motivations, you know, sometimes. Did she marry him for his wealth? Did he marry her for her beauty? There are all sorts of motivations. And the narrator of Something More could be a self-absorbed narcissist. You know, could be. You're never really sure. It's like, be careful what you wish for, you know, kind of thing. You know, make sure you make a wise choice. And of course, I want to make sure my daughter makes a wise choice and my son makes a wise choice. And beware people's motivations. Don't get involved with a self-absorbed person, you know, because they're not going to care about you. You know, you're just going to be a piece of arm jewelry or whatever, you know.
A trophy, or yeah.
Yeah. They'll marry for, I don't know, for power or wealth or beauty or just plain being famous for whatever reason. Those are not the right motivations.
When you reach the point where nothing your family and your friends have had their say. When you're here at last, you're right outside my door. Is that all you want, or is there something?
Seger album, I Knew You When, Something More. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band had been playing sold-out concerts in August and September of this year. The band was smoking hot, and reviews of the shows were raves. Unfortunately, Bob had to suddenly jam on the brakes.
I had a ruptured disc in my neck, the cervical portion of the vertebra, and they went and fixed it. They told me there would be some pain afterwards, and it might take 1 to 3 months for recovery, and I'm going to still be doing some physical therapy and things like that, but so far they're very pleased with my recovery.
You were right in the middle of a tour, right, when you had to stop.
I wanted to finish, and the band was playing so great. I'm so proud of my band. They were just bringing it every night. We were having a great time, and it was, honestly, I think this was my favorite tour. Those 13 shows that we did, I think, were my favorite tour. And then we were looking forward to doing these songs from the new record. But like I said, it's just a unfortunate byway here, and we'll get through it. And hopefully, you know, I don't know, maybe March or April or something like that, we'll be able to go back out.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Song that you're going to hear when Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band get back on the road after he recovers, Old Time Rock and Roll. As we said earlier in the show, the new album, I Knew You When, is dedicated to the memory of his dear friend, Glenn Frey of the Eagles. The deluxe version of the album closes with the poignant Glenn song.
He was a young, ambitious guy with a fabulous sense of humor. You know, when I think about you, I always smile. And he conquered the world. They are worldwide, the Eagles. And by God, his band sold more records in the 20th century than anybody. You know, they had the biggest selling record of the 20th century. And for a young kid from Royal Oak, I mean, that's pretty darn good. you know? And he and Don did it, you know? And it's just a wonder. And the other Eagles, fabulous, all of them. That's an accomplishment. You know, you showed the whole world what we knew when you were young. There was no one quite like you.
You were here. Now you're gone. And we all keep moving on. Like the wind and the sea. That's the way it has to be. When I think about you, I always smile. And then I go back for a while. You were young, you were bold. You love your rock and soul. You were strong. You were sharp. But you had the deepest heart. You showed the whole world. There was no one quite like you.
Gorgeous Glenn song, which closes out our all-access listen to Bob Seger's new album, I Knew You When. It's available now wherever you buy music. We'd like to thank Punch Andrews and Mike Boyla from Punch Enterprises, Gerard Smerick of Yes and Detroit, and Dan Connolly at the Capitol Music Group. Bob Seger, I Knew You When all-access was produced in New York and New Jersey for Capitol UME, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. If you missed any of this show or you simply want to hear it again, it'll be available in a few weeks at dannear.com. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.